Atas samira vega vidhuta venu vikarshana jato gridavanalas tadvanam malelihanak sahatena dadaha.
Translation. While he was wandering about, a wild forest fire began. This fire was caused by the friction of bamboos, which were being blown by the wind. In that fire, the entire forest near Kutachala and the body of Lord Rishabhdeva were burnt to ashes.
Asa samira vega vidhuta venu vikarna jatha javanala sad hunamal lihana sah tina dadaha. So javanala, we have got some description of Davanala in our daily prayer. Sangasara Davanala Dhinaruka. Davanala is explained here. What is that Davanala? Nobody goes to set onala, fire, in the forest. I saw Davanala first in my experience at Nainital station. Very high hill, and there was fire, blazing fire, upon the hill. Nobody went there to set fire, but there was fire. So how that fire takes place, that is explained here. Samira Veva Vidhuta Venu Vikarshanam. In the big jungles, there are bamboo trees and they are very densely situated. When there is wind, very forceful, the friction causes fire. So similarly, this material world is compared with this Davanala, Samsara Davanala. Nobody wants that there will be trouble. Near country, there is another kind of fire. That is not Davanala. In the city, there is electric nala. And especially in New York, you know, 24 hours the fire brigade is working. Dung, 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 dung. Nobody wanted, but there is fire. Just to prove that you people, you have avoided jungle life, but you cannot avoid Davanala. This is good. You can make arrangements, very large arrangements for living comfortably, but you cannot escape Davanala. That is not possible. Therefore, Sangasara Davanala Liyadu. The whole material world is blazing fire. Anusara dava nalaliya loka trana karana gana gana tyam. Now, this Davanala, just like in the forest, you cannot send your fire brigade. That is not possible. Neither you can go there to help the animals for extinguishing the fire by bucketful of water That is also not possible. Helpless. Similarly, this samsara dāvānala, you cannot extinguish it. How it will be extinguished? Samsara dāvānala liya trānāya kārunna ghanā ghanā. He had to beg for the mercy of Krishna. Then this blazing fire can be extinguished. Not by your arrangement, it's not possible. Pranaya karunna ghanaghanat. That cloud is mercy cloud, not this ordinary cloud. Because Ravanala, the example, personal experience, there on the hill of Nainital, some 1,000 feet high, how this fire will be extinguished? The extinguished, it will be when there is cloud on the sky and there is rainfall. Otherwise it is not possible. Similarly, the mercy cloud, karuna, karuna, ghana ghanat. So, just like ordinary cloud is made possible by evaporating water from the sea, similarly, Krishna has the sea of mercy. Karunamaya, Karuna Sagar. Krishna Sagar's name is Karuna. So, as the air evaporates or the heat evaporates from the sea and the cloud is formed in the sky, similarly, one who has connection or the power to evaporate the mercy sea of Krishna, he can extinguish the samsara dāvānala. And that is Guru. Guru is the cloud, or he is the agent of drawing water from the ocean of mercy of Krishna and turn it into a mercy cloud and pour water on the samsara dāvānala, and then it is extinguished. Samsara dāvānala līyala trānāya kārunna ghanā ghanattam prāptasya kalyāna. Therefore, Guru must be authorized person, not that bhumi for Guru, no, I am Guru, no. You cannot become Guru unless you are agent to draw the mercy water from the ocean of mercy of Krishna. That is so therefore, a Guru is not an ordinary person. He is the representative, bona fide representative of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Krishna se tumar Krishna dite paru. Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna is your property. If you like, you can. Vedesh dullava adullava atma bhakto. You cannot get Krishna by studying Vedas. That is not possible. There is Krishna in the Vedas, but you cannot pick up. It is not possible. But if you go to the Krishna's favorite person, Kintu Prabhorja Priya Evatasya, Krishna's very dear servant, confidential servant, is Guru. Nobody can become Guru unless he is in confidence of Krishna. Natatasmat manusheshu kaschid me priyakritama. These things are there. Not that by magic one can become guru. No. He must be saṅsāra dāma nalariya loka trānāyaka ghanāghana prapta sakalyāna. Everything is there in the śāstra. We have to see whether a person is actually bona fide agent of Krishna, then we accept him as guru. Otherwise he is useless, waste of time. Guru rupi abbaliptasya kaja kaja majana. Guru is very confidential. Sakshadharitena samasta sastrai rukta sathabhavata eva sadhi. Guru is sakshadhari. There is no distinction between Guru and Krishna. Just like if you have got some business with a very big man, when his representative comes, you treat him as the same person because he is authorized agent. That is natural. Just like in India, during British day, the Governor General, Viceroy, his name was Viceroy. So people treated him exactly like the king, Viceroy, in place of the king. Although he was a servant, but still the honor was given to him, just like the king. His dress was like king. He was given honor like king. Wherever he would go, he was received like the king. But he is not king. He does not say that I am king. But his honor is like the king. Sakshat haritena samasta sastra rupta. It is said in all that you sing all of Vede gaya jahara charita. You read this verse daily. Guru mukha Vede gaya jahara charita. What is that? Who can sing this?
Guru mukha Padma Bhaktya.
Vede gaya jahara. Vede gaya jahara. This is according to, strictly according to the version of the Sakshat, you will see, this is Narottam Das Thakur, he is singing Vede gaya jahara charita. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he is also singing Sakshat haritena samasta sastra. So there is no difference. Not that one acharya will say, I have seen so-called acharya, not real acharya. I have seen in dream, the other day, the letter came, he has seen, realized in dream, Nityananda. This is not the process. Process is the śāstra authority. That is we have to do. Not that jugglery. I have seen in dream, I have to become guru. No. Whether you are actually in terms of the śāstra, whether actually you are dear to Krishna, your most confidential servant, that we have to test. And what is the confidential servant of Krishna? Everything is explained. Krishna says, jayvam paramam guhyam madhukhakti shavilas. This paramam guhyam, what is that paramam guhyam? Sarvadharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam bhajami. This is paramam guhyam. Krishna says, guhyād guhyatamam. What is that verse? Who can say? Just before saying Sarvadharmān parityajya, Krishna says that you are my very dear friend. Therefore, I am talking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Is it not? What is that confidential part? Sarva dharmān bhidhu. Give up everything. Simply surrender. This is confidential knowledge. Jnana, karma, yoga. This will not help. It will take some time. You can waste your time in that way. You are at liberty. But real dharma is that you fully surrender to me. Don't talk nonsense. Arjuna was talking so many nonsense things. So Krishna ultimately said, my dear Arjuna, you are my confidential friend. Therefore, I am asking you to do this. Don't waste your time. It will not help. It will help. Bhavanam janvanam ante. You can go on with your learning, with your study of Vedas, with your practice of yoga, or ritualistic ceremonies, karma kanda, jnana kanda. But unless you come to this point, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam, there is no happiness. That is not possible. This is the confidence. So if this confidential knowledge, one who preaches without any compromise, he is the confidential servant of Krishna. There is no compromise. This is real religion. Krishna says, Nacatasmāt manusyesu kaścit me priyavittam. So, this is the person who has received the authority to draw a mercy water from the ocean of mercy of Krishna. Tapsādharitena samastha sāstrai. And what Krishna said 5,000 years ago, the same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, same thing, there was no change. As there was no change between the statement of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Narottama Das Thakur. Sadhu, Shastra. As Shastra there is no change. Not that modernized, the Shastra should be changed. No, that is nonsense. That is not Shastra. Shastra cannot be changed. Circumstantially, it will be changed, seasonal changes. No, that is not Shastra. Shastra means it is perpetual. What Krishna said 5,000 years ago, or Krishna said some 40 millions of years ago to the sun god, Imam vipassati yugam praktavan aham amva. He says, I am talking to you that puratanam yoga. Not that because it has passed millions of years and now it is a different time, so I will have to change. No, he said, I am talking to you that very old system. Is it not? The Shastra cannot be changed. God's word cannot be changed. Then what is the difference between God and ourselves? He is always perfect. He is always perfect. What he said 40 million years ago, what he said 5,000 years ago, that is also correct up to date. That is us. Not that so many years have passed and it has become old, now let us reform it and put it into new way. Now you can put the same thing in a new way, but you cannot change the principle. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vakko, Tenete, Koriya, Uyko. Shastra is never changed. And the sadhu means who follows the Shastra, he is sadhu. He also does not change, sadhu, sadhu. And guru means who follows the Shastra and sadhu. There are three, the same. A guru will not change. That it was spoken 5,000 years ago, that is not applicable now. Now I am giving you something new, jugglery. He is useless. Sadhu sastra guru bhakta tenete kuriya vikra. Jasastra vidhim usritya vattate kamakar. Nasit things are one. These things are there. So, the saṃsāra dāvānala dīra loka, these eight stanzas of Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakura is very important. We sing daily. That's very good. So this is, this word is dāvānala. Just like the Sabde, he wanted fire. He did not require any matches. No. Fire can be, by his will, they will require. Formerly, yajna fire was also ignited. What is that? Wood? Arani, yes. Not with matches. So, it is ordinary thing, the friction of the bamboo, electricity, it creates electricity. By friction. The electricity is also friction. Similarly, fire is created and the dry leaves of bamboo tree, they set in fire, then gradually the whole forest is in blazing fire, and especially the snakes, they are the first sufferers. Because they remain on the ground and there are dry leaves and it takes fire very quickly, so they cannot fly away. Other animals, they can, nobody can escape, but they can try because they can go fast. But the snake, similarly, when there is catastrophe in the world, the persons like snakes, cruel, envious, they suffer first, like this snake. Chanaka Pandit has said, sarpa krura khala krura. There are two envious living entities, very dangerous. What are they? The one is snake, another the man whose habit is like snake. Without any fault, he'll bite. Without any fault. So, just like we are preaching Krishna consciousness, so what is our fault? That we are trying to make man no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, and they take it otherwise. They take it very dangerous, without any fault, they're finding fault. This is snake. Sarpa kura khala kura. No fault, but still fault finding and giving us trouble. So you'll find so many persons, without any fault, they bite the snake. Without any fault, you are passing, you are taking some fruit from the tree, if there is snake, it will bite. The kruro. So Chanaka Pandit says there are two kinds of kruro, envious living entities. One is the snake, another is the man snake, or a man habituated to the snake quality. So sarpa krura khala krura. But Chanaka Pandit said, this man snake is more dangerous than the animal snake. Sarpata kuratara khala. Why? Na mantra sadivasa sarpa khala kena nimarjate. You can subdue the snake by chanting the snake mantra, or some drug, jari-buti. But this man snake cannot be subdued. It is very, very dangerous. So, this is our position. Therefore, a preacher devotee is so, I need to say, favorable to Krishna. They have to meet, actually, dangerous persons, cruel persons. Let's see, Jesus Christ, what fault he had? He was preaching about God, and he was crucified. Crucified. That is in your country. Very good example. Simply his fault was his talking of God, that's all. And he was crucified. So you have to meet. Our Nityananda Prabhu, he also met that Jagai Madhai. Of course, he delivered them. Nityananda Prabhu is so kind that in spite of being stroken and blood came out from his head, still he continued to say, my dear friends, never mind, you have injured me, you chant Hare Krishna. So the preaching is a difficult thing. Therefore, Krishna says, Natatasmaan manusyeshu kaschit me priya kirtana. It is not very sitting idly, comfortably and discuss Vedanta. No, it is not like that. Preaching, practical. Practically meeting dangerous position because sympathetic, samsara dhamanada, the whole world is in blazing fire. Paradukha dukkhi. Vaishnava is paradukha dukkhi. That is his qualification. For him, there is no difficulty. He is quite all right. He is under the protection of Krishna. Kaunte apratijanihi name bhakta prasa. So he has no danger, personally. What danger there? There is Krishna. He is confident and Krishna protects him in all danger. But he is unhappy. He meets Jagai Madhai class and faces all kinds of danger. Therefore, he is the powerful, authorized agent of Krishna. Thank you very much.